Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I want to begin today's show by telling you about a metaphor, a story that provides the perfect metaphor for leftism, and it has to do with a Utah widow who wrote a grief book for children in the wake of her husband's death. Oh yeah, mother of three, Curry Darden Renchens, 33, of Summit County, was arrested for allegedly poisoning her husband, Eric Rikens, or Richens, whichever, at their home in Willow Court on March the 4th of 2022. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Now, Kevin Jackson, what do you mean this is a metaphor for leftism? It's the perfect metaphor for leftism. A woman is grieving. Left, her husband's dead, and he's left behind little children. And so, the leftist Democrat mother who poisoned him writes a children's book to deal with her grief.
Oh, gosh. This is horrible. I'm sorry. I hope you're not crying.
In case you catch my sarcasm, yeah. Perfect example. This is a woman who poisoned her husband with fentanyl. You want to hear the rest of the story? First degree aggravated murder, three counts of second degree possession of a controlled substance with intent to distribute. I give you leftism, folks. The people who want to fight the war on drugs. We've got to keep the drugs away from our kids. We've got to protect our borders. We got to stop the Chinese. The Chinese who manufacture the fentanyl that comes across the border in Mexico that the leftists want to pour in here so that they can poison us and then claim that the Terrans are suffering. Life-saving measures were attempted, but Eric was declared deceased when police came in and found Eric lying at the foot of the bed. Curry allegedly told police that she had made her husband a mixed vodka drink, a Moscow Mule, and served it to him in bed to celebrate his sale of a home for her business. Now, let me tell you when lights start going on for me. The woman says, I made my husband a drink, a Moscow Mule, and I woke up and he was dead. There's more to the story, but here's what I will tell you. The liars tell you too much information. She should have said, I brought my husband a drink. I went to sleep, woke up, boom. But she says, I brought my husband a drink, a Moscow Mule. She involved the Russians. Think about it. She involved the Russians. Do I need to give you anything else to tell you that this story is so metaphorical for the Democrats? A Moscow Mule. Why didn't she just say it was a black Russian? Huh? That would have been even better. A Moscow Mule. You ready? She says, she then fell asleep with one of the kids who was having a nightmare. Yeah, the nightmare that her daddy was dying. Curry said she awoke at 3 a.m., came back to her and Eric's room, and she felt Eric, and he was cold to the touch. That's when she called 911. I'm joking around a little bit here, but I'm not kidding. This, all around you, every single day, is evidence of leftism. You just got to look for it. And you don't have to make it up. This is what leftists do. Now, you could argue, well, Kevin, a conservative woman would do. No, not a true conservative woman. A true conservative woman would say, I want out of this marriage, and I'm leaving you. That's what a true conservative, or she would work at it. She'd say, look, We're struggling. Let's try to work it out. If we can't, then let's leave. Because you know what they do in conservative marriages? Even the bad ones. They talk. You learn how to say, we got to communicate. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm a terrible communicator. I am. Because I grew up very different. We didn't talk about stuff. You know, my mother died. I was like, okay, duty, duty, duty. And the next day, it was like nothing ever happened. You really try to tell an almost five-year-old kid, the person that means the most to you is gone, and the next day is business as usual. Okay, get ready for school. Geez, you don't think you're going to jack somebody up? So you have to learn these things. Families can't keep this stuff bottled up. They make movies about this. So you got to learn how to communicate. Democrats don't want to communicate. They don't want to confront. Leftists don't want, and when I say confront, I mean they don't want to have anything that reflects negatively on them or that they feel like they have to defend. And if you find yourself doing that, and I've done it, you're practicing leftism because you should be able to communicate. And the closer you are to somebody, the better you should be able to communicate. It should be open communication about any subject, and I do mean any subject, whether you like the subject content or not. You want to talk about neo-Nazis? You want to talk about BLM or Black Panthers or pedophiles or whatever? You may not like the content, but you should be able to talk about it openly and honestly. That's what stops people from doing stupid stuff. And if there's, don't even get me started about the black community who will kill you over a look. You don't even get to talk. You just look and pow. Why'd you kill him? He looked at me hard. Really? You sure he was looking at you? Maybe he was looking behind you at that guy who was going to hit you in the head with a hammer. Like, oh. Anyway, she said she left Topoli. She left her cell phone in she and her husband's bedroom. But as it turns out, the device had been used multiple times in the child's bedroom. In addition, tolls on the defendant's phone show that messages were sent and received during that time. And anybody want to guess what happened to those messages? Yep, little Miss Thang, she deleted them. So what did Eric die of? A fentanyl overdose that was put in his Moscow mule. Five times the lethal dosage. Multiple communications between her and an unknown acquaintance were found on her computer. Kind of reminds me of those Bidens.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I look at my Twitter feed, I look at the news, I watch, you know, human behavior, particularly of leftists. And here's what I've learned. Leftists refuse to admit the truth. They, you know what's worse? They refuse to recognize it. I don't know what... Well, I do know, but... For the sake of this discussion, let's just pretend that I don't understand the line of thinking that won't let you recognize that Joe Biden is a crook or even just as a demented guy. I just talked about Fetterman. How do you want to have that guy as your leader? You can sympathize. You can say, look, it's over. I have a Navy SEAL buddy. Dude was a rock. He led his team into, I believe it was Fallujah. He got shot up. Can't move his left arm. Got to take bone out of his left. I mean, they jacked him up, man. He fought like you would expect a Navy SEAL to fight. But here's what I will tell you. His Navy SEAL days are over. Period. Left arm doesn't stays at about a, I don't know, 130 degree angle. Can't move it. Limps. Got his face shot off half of it. Multiple surgeries. He's not the same guy. He's, let me tell you, love him to death. Great guy. You know, mentally he's all there, etc. But his days of leading a team of Navy SEALs where he's got 75 pounds of gear and he can hump it 20 miles throughout the night and make some stuff happen, those days are over. It's true of Fetterman. My buddy who's a SEAL, he's like, we laugh about it. He's like, man, I used to be, you know, man, you know, Kevin, I was, you don't have to tell me. I know exactly what you were. Dude was a, you know, I trained with him. He was something else. But he's not that anymore. He's a different person. And Fetterman, he can't, think of the Senate as a Navy SEAL. He can't serve in that capacity. Go serve in some other capacity. Joe Biden cannot serve in the capacity. But you know what the left say? Yeah, he can. We don't care what you think, Kevin Jackson. So what? He's demented. He's our demented clown. And he will do our bidding. And you know what we will do? We will protect him no matter what. I want you to think of it this way. You got a hurt Navy SEAL. He can't carry his gear. He can barely walk. And you're going to surround him with 50 guys that do nothing except protect him. Their job isn't to protect the country. Their job is to protect him. Who would go to war like that? If you're not capable of doing what you're supposed to do, you should bow out yourself. You think that the Democrats are going to bow out? You think, let me put it this way, Barbara Boxer, don't be surprised if she dies in the Senate chambers. And if they could do it, they would leave Biden in around, and they would do legislation all around him. They'd have a protective team all around this clown while the unelected bureaucrats continue to legislate against us, and they can't stand us. Because you know what we did? We weren't stupid enough to support somebody that had brain damage. We weren't stupid enough to support somebody who's a pathological liar that you can't believe a word that comes out of his mouth. That's why you cheat in a pathological liar, a certifiable moron. Biden is illegitimate. End of story. He didn't get 81 million votes. I know that tests the sensibilities of a few conservatives. I use my finger quotes because anybody with any a modicum of common sense knows Joe Biden didn't get elected legally. He didn't. And he serves at a, right now, I will tell you, Donald Trump would have been impeached at least 3 times over what we know about Joe Biden. Can you imagine how many times he'd be impeached at what we don't know? AI algorithms are going to flag this show, folks. They're going to tell you that the truth is a lie. But let me tell you something. Electrons don't determine the truth. Bots don't determine the real truth. Common sense at any level reveals everything that I've said to you. I'm not psychic. I'm not particularly, you know, well, I'm not going to say I'm not particularly good at what I do because that would be a lie. But forget how you feel about the truth. I just want to know how you would feel if you knew without any doubt that Democrats cheated Biden into office. Let's say you're one of those on the fence. I want you to think of the ramifications of everything I'm talking about. Because every time I hear people say, we got to move on, you know, let's just forget about it. You can move on, but let me tell you something. You are moving on to something where an idiot, pathological liar with a crooked son, a crooked family, who has used this government as a weapon against us. If you let that go, you don't have a country. To learn, that if to admit that Joe Biden is illegitimate, you have to understand that he appointed a Supreme Court justice who is going to rule against everything that you say. An ethnocentric racist who can't define a woman. An affirmative action appointee who is way out of her league. You want to know what way out of your league looks like when you put black affirmative action people in charge? I give you any city in America. Pick them. Look at what these black leaders, Stephanie Rawlings Blake, what she did to Baltimore. What's happened in Detroit? What's Lori Lightfoot? What did she do in Chicago? Affirmative action people were appointed, and they blew up their cities. Marion Barry in D.C., the current D.C. mayor, the one before that, crooked, completely inept. That's what you get. And Democrats love it. They don't care about the carnage. What about all the judges? Forget the SCOTUS judge. What about all the federal judges and the district judges? All these people who are all woke. They believe in transgender this or that. These are the people setting policy in corporations who hire the Dylan Mulvaneys. And essentially mock Americans. Worse than that, they mock women in America. You can judge a culture by its women. And you know what women right now are doing? Women on both sides of the aisle, and Republicans aren't taking advantage of it, they are fighting for their lives as women. And for the life of me, how is it we can't get women to go, hey, ladies, I get you don't like this abortion thing, that you don't like that we believe that the child you're carrying is a human being. But here, how about this? How about when you don't exist? When the transsexual guys come over and you don't exist anymore. You get so marginalized, nobody cares about what you think. We can become women. When they say we want the women's vote, men go, you go, girl, come get it over here. Mm-hmm. We can't win these arguments, man. Shame on us. That's why I don't follow the Republicans. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News update. It could be a very rough day for about 30 million people thanks to a rare June storm stretching from Texas to South Carolina. Forecasters are calling for everything. Rain, hail, tornadoes, even a derecho. Meanwhile, it feels like temperatures are topping 105 in store for South Florida and parts of South Texas. The second largest Baptist church will not be back into the fold. Delegates at the Southern Baptist Convention have voted to keep California's Saddleback Church out because it has women pastors, a 9-to-1 margin to keep Saddleback out. The Federal Reserve will announce its latest interest rate plan today. Most investors expect the Fed to not raise rates. The FDA is trying to round up frozen fruit that might be contaminated with hepatitis A. The brand sold at Costco is Raider Farms Organic Fresh Start Smooth Blend. At Walmart, it was the Great Value brand. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I want to give a shout out to the guys out there that you're in your, you know, police cars, you're in your fire trucks, you're sitting around the station somewhere, maybe you're a mechanic, maybe you're a janitor, whatever your occupation is. First of all, we appreciate you. Whatever it is that you do, everything is necessary. We need every single person. I love that Robert Palmer song, "It Takes Every Kind of People to Make the World Go Around," because it does. You know, we say these types of things as euphemisms, but it is a fact. I remember when I was growing up, I used to think about jobs in terms of, you know, this one's menial and this one's meaningful. They're all meaningful. Every one of you is needed. Every piece of every fabric of America is appreciated and needed. The thread that made it is needed. And you're part of that thread. And I know you're sitting around. I know you guys. Many of you have been listening to me for years. You've turned my show on to other people. I appreciate you, what you do. And look, we talk all the time about being shadow banned and all that. We are. But I'm going to tell you, as much as I know it, I truly don't care. And I know that sounds weird because we're always talking about spread the show, do that. I hope you do. I hope you share the show. I hope you go to the website. One of my a fan, he called me up. They set up a meeting for me with a guy who's going to maybe do some tech work for us. And he says, "Kevin, I've been a huge fan." And he goes, he went to the website, the Kevin Jackson Network, and he goes, "What an amazing site." And I was like, "Well, thank you." Huge fan. Went to the site and the new site and went, "Wow, this is amazing. I mean, all the things you do, I didn't realize all the things you do." I'm not trying to brag and make a commercial for myself here. I'm not. I'm just telling you a couple things. I do appreciate you. And I talk about, you know, the friends of mine who I've met and who've given substantial dollars to us, at least according to, for me. I mean, I'm not talking about Elon Musk kind of money, but they've given us good money. And I had many friends that said, "Kevin, we know you're getting ready to do backstage." And backstage for me is we're going to show you some things that are going on behind the scenes. And we're gathering up all this stuff. It's really amazing stuff. But backstage is, are we willing to communicate with you? I mean, the only thing you have is time in this life that's worth anything, and I will spend it with you. That's backstage to me, is you pick up the phone, you call me, I answer. If I'm not busy doing something, I answer. If I'm busy, I'll call you back. But going back to this, it's the importance of you. And as much as we do ask you to you know, support us in whatever way, clicking those buttons, going, you know, looking at the products that we offer, even merch. Where I have Angie, she's redoing our merch shop. I told her, I want merch to have a mission. I want merch to say something. And you know, the difficult thing about us with merch is I'm too doggone mean-spirited for you to wear my T-shirt. You have to get a black belt to wear my gear. But so we're trying to tone down some of the messaging so you don't have to fight when you wear my gear. But even if it's just a logoed shirt, I want my shirt, whatever that is, I want it to mean something. So we're going to come out with something, and it may just be TKJN. And people go, well, what's that? It may be something that simple. Because I'm telling people, I believe, I don't know when it's going to be. I don't even care. And the reason why I keep telling you this is because I'm a firm believer. It's all God's plan. I'm a flawed Christ follower. But I am devoted to the Lord. Nothing I do is without Him. So I don't care, because I feel like God has me on whatever mission it is, and it will be successful because I don't do it selfishly. Oh man, don't misunderstand me. Me and God have a lot of conversations when it's time to pay the bills. I'm like, okay, God. But it always happens. We always make it through. And you know what? I would love it to be easy. I really would. It would be so refreshing to just go, ah. But you know what? If it has to be the way that it is, it is. I accept that. But I want to tell you, you are an important part of all of this. And we can go on and talk. I can give you story after story of these leftists doing things to you, to hurt you, to take away your money, your freedom, etc. But I'm not going to do it in a doom and gloom way, because we share it together. It's a shared experience. It reminds me of that movie, Life is Beautiful, where the guy's in a concentration camp. He knows he's going to die. The Nazis are going to kill everybody. And his kid's there, his family's there, but he refuses to see the negative. Now, I'm not going down that. I'm not that far gone. I'm not going to sit here and go, listen, it doesn't matter what happens to Joe and Hunter Biden because, you know, I mean, we tried and we did everything. No, I'm not done. I'm not leaving it there. But I'm not going to look at it doom and gloom, because we have so many good folks in the fight, and you're it. And you may not think the little thing you do here and there, whatever it is that you do, and I'm not talking about just for me, I'm talking about the thing that satisfies your soul, where you believe, I made a difference. Keep making a difference. I was having lunch with a buddy of mine, and we were talking about a strategy for something. I can't disclose it, but, and he said to me, Kevin, he goes, I love your projects. And he goes, I was talking to Jenny, and she was telling me about this project where you help kids, you know, for college and all that, and try to get them in the Hillsdale. And he goes, and when I heard the price, which is $1,250, he goes, I said to myself, now this guy's a big time fundraiser. He goes, oh my gosh, I could just raise so much money for this. And I go, go do it. Go do it. He goes, I'm going to. But he goes, here's the thing. But I was thinking to myself, I want to help a kid. So he committed $1,250 over lunch to help one of our kids. And I thought to myself, that's conservatism. That's what we do. He goes, I love it. You know, let me know who it is. You know, it's like adopted little African kid. It may not even be an African kid. It could be a little white kid. But I'm just saying, he's so ingrained in it. He's like, show me my kid. Well, we're going to show you your kid. We're going to be sending, what? I think they asked us to get four. Last year we sent two kids to Hillsdale to check out the school, et cetera. This year I think they doubled it, asked us to get like four kids. So we're going to try to get four kids to Hillsdale in our project. Inner city at-risk kids. Doesn't matter what color they are. Last year we sent a Hispanic kid, Christian, and a black girl, Ariel, both honor students and so on, and to check out the school. Hillsdale is its own unique school that's, you know, in the middle of nowhere, 2 hours from Detroit, 2 hours from Chicago. So you know where you're going to, you can fly into either one. Either city you have to fight your way out of before you get to Hillsdale. I think that may be part of Hillsdale's mission. Like, you fly into Detroit. If you can make it out of Detroit, you can come to Hillsdale. You know, if you make it out of Chicago. But yeah, you fly in and you drive there, and it's a whole other experience. And Frederick Douglass, they proudly promote Frederick Douglass because he spent a lot of time up there. It's got an amazing history. But so do you. I want to go back to you. This is about you. And you're saying, Kevin, there's so much in the news to talk about. We just learned that much of the money we've sent to Ukraine, well, guess what? Stolen. Another large-scale corruption scandal out of Ukraine. As the country's National Anti-Corruption Bureau, they call it NABU, and the Specialized Anti-Corruption Prosecutor's Office, they call it SAPO, said they've taken action against the highest court in the land. Large-scale corruption in the Supreme Court of Ukraine. Shocker! He said they've documented the head of the Supreme Court receiving a $2.7 million bribe. Documented. Now, we've documented that the head of our government has received at least $10 million, his family. And, of course, we know how much the big guy got. But we're talking about Ukraine here, right? We're talking about their Supreme Court justice, not ours, who we don't know. Was he on Epstein's Island? Because when he cast that vote for Obamacare, what drove that? As you think about these corrupt things going on in other countries, I want you to just ask yourself a question about our leaders. Because, see, let me tell you something. You've been taught to believe these people are incorruptible. I keep talking about narcos. You know how they finally got Pablo Escobar? They got people, a group of people, who could not be bought. You know why they couldn't be bought? Because no matter what people did, they said, this is not for me. This is for my country. This is bigger than I am. This is for the legacy of the soil where my DNA was formed. We have those people in America. Patriots is what they're called. They call us terrorists, but they're patriots. You're a patriot, and I appreciate you even if they don't.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that. But I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
And the crazy thing is, when the president came, you guys cleaned up the streets, so he saw a sanitized El Paso, not the one that you have to deal with every day. Mr. Mayor, thanks so much.
Well, let me explain something. That was a very incorrect statement. When the president came, the numbers had gone down, and you were able to see they were gone down, and
come
I
on,
knew that.
Cleaned
that's
up the streets. Mr. Mayor, you cleaned up the streets
president.
For the president. That was not a candid look of El Paso, and you know that.
No, sir, that's a very incorrect statement. It's a shame that you would put out that type of statement because
you
I
know it is.
You
look at it now. Look at it now compared to what he saw.
Okay, but remember in December the numbers went down all the way through to just recently, and the numbers have increased recently. Why have they increased recently? Because Title 242 is getting ready to expire, and they're here on their false pretense.
Right now, Title 42 is only turning around 30%. Unfortunately, I have to run. You're in a bad situation, and you should call out the administration on it and help your people.
And it's really important that we do give the right narrative in what we do and what we don't do. And we were very thankful that President Biden came and met with the Border Patrol. The people that are providing
He's come once, and his policies did this. He broke the border, destroyed your city, and he wasn't called out for it. And that's on you.
That was Brian Kilmeade of Fox News. And I'll give him credit. That was one of the best interviews, because he's calling this guy. He's saying, you're putting window dressing on things. You're trying to make it look like under Biden, it's all improved. And we all know that's a lie. And, you know, look, this is what bugs me about politics. So this mayor wants to look good. He cleans up his city. They did the same thing when it was the 50-year celebration or whatever of the Pettus Bridge. And I can tell you with 100% certainty, they cleaned up the town where, I think it's Norman Pettus is his name. They cleaned up the town. Friends of mine were calling me, telling me, Kevin, you'd be shocked at what they're making these people do. You know, finally enforcing ordinances, and they made the motorcade for Obama come through a certain way that they had people picking up trash, and they had ordinances to get your old farm equipment off the road because they didn't want it to look like what it looked like. Because you want to know what it looks like? It looks like an armpit. The town that, so, by the way, this town is used to be a town of 19,000 people. No, 30-something thousand people, down to 19,000. It's almost all black now. All the white folks went, oh, y'all want it? Y'all can have it. And they moved out. White flight. And now it's in squalor. And they had to go juice it up to make it look better because baby black Jesus was coming to town. But this mayor of El Paso says, no, we didn't clean anything up for Joe Biden. No, what are you talking about? It's the way El Paso looks. They orchestrate everything. Too ashamed to tell us the truth. Your town sucks, man. And you want to know why it sucks? Because our policy with Mexico, we let them do whatever they want. And they get people over here, that they bring their crime, they bring sex trafficking, human trafficking, whatever. I mean, criminals that are doing heinous crimes. I'm not talking about crimes of survival, you know, where you steal a loaf of bread or something. I'm not talking about that. Which, by the way, why would you even steal it? There's plenty of places to go get free food. But they let this stuff happen. And Kilmeade says, Biden is the problem. And here you are coming on this show to thank him? How dare you? Good for him. We need interviews like that. Now, this girl tried to do it with Trump. Oh, well, what about this policy? And Trump's like, what about it? You going to let people in and separate them from their babies? Yeah, you doggone Skippy I am. Listen to what Jay Johnson said. Stop encouraging them. How about that? How about that be our initial policy? Stop encouraging. Don't tell them they're getting in. Tell them it will take a long time. Put them in the wait in Mexico policy. That'll get Mexico off their butts. Do exactly what Trump did. This problem practically goes away. And I remind you, he almost had it eradicated. And what did the left do? They say, we'll fix it. And they brought it right back to where it was. Why? Because that's what leftism is about. Pretend you're going to fix something and break it. And break it bad. Don't let it ever be able to recover. And that's exactly what they were trying to do. It's pathetic to watch. Here's Ted Cruz. He's calling out SJP's, what I've been calling her, Karine Jean-Pierre. What was her name? Something Jean-Pierre. I think it is KJP. Anyway, here's him calling her out over her lie.
Join me now, Senator, Texas Senator Ted Cruz. Senator Cruz, welcome as always, sir. So I just have this little vignette. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre refused to walk back her bogus claim today. Listen to this. Immigration is down by 90%. Listen to this, please, Senator.
to illegal migration, you've seen it come down by more than 90%. Where did that number come from?
I hear you. I'm about to answer.
136,000 people.
I'm about to answer you. If the dramatics could come down just a little bit.
What's dramatic about asking a question about?
Okay, I'm going to answer. So I was speaking to the parolee program. As you know, the president put in place a parolee program to deal with certain countries on ways that we can limit illegal migration, and we have seen the data has shown us that it has gone down by more than 90%. That was what I was speaking to. No, we're going to go. We're going to move. Go ahead.
Well, I don't know what she's talking about. 90%. I mean, I'm looking, Senator Cruz. Illegals in fiscal 21, 1.7 million. In fiscal 22, 2.8 million. Year to date, 6 months worth, 1.5 million. And Title 42 is running out, so the whole thing's going to double in the next 6 months. And, Senator, I don't understand. 1,500 troops, they do not have the power to arrest or deport. So I'm just saying, with no disrespect, they're like babysitters. They're just processing. I don't understand what this is all about, sir.
Well, Larry, I'm sorry to say Karine Jean-Pierre is the most brazen liar ever to take the podium at the White House press briefing. She lies routinely, and it's not spin. Look, we expect White House press secretaries to spin, to have a take on the facts. Okay, that's part of discourse. But she stands up there and just gives flat-out falsehood. She just said, and you just played it, that under Biden, illegal immigration has dropped 90%. Now, that's not kind of sort of right. It's not a little bit right. It hasn't dropped at all. And, in fact, let's just do some simple math. In the year 2020, the last year of the Trump presidency, we had the lowest rate of illegal immigration in 45 years. We were achieving incredible success in securing our border. Joe Biden came in, he opened up the border, and within days of his being sworn in, the numbers skyrocketed. We have today, we went from the lowest rate of illegal immigration to the highest rate in history. So it didn't drop at all. It didn't drop 90%. It didn't drop 80, 70, 60, 50, 40. It dropped zero. Instead, it rose massively. And we have seen over 6 million illegal immigrants cross the border under Joe Biden. And the amazing thing is Karine Jean-Pierre says that. She just flat out lies, and she says that all the time. She's also stood at that podium and said, people are not just walking across the border. Look, you're playing next to me. Videos of people swimming across the river, walking across the border. You're playing that right now, and she just flat out lies. Now, two things are amazing. Number one, at the end of the day, that's not as much her fault as it is Joe Biden's. Joe Biden is the president. And when you send out a liar to lie on behalf of the White House at the White House podium, that's Joe Biden lying and being perfectly willing to lie to the American people. But number two, her just the blatancy with which she does this.
Well,
is a complete indictment of the corporate media, because Fox will ask her about it. But where's CNN? Where's ABC? Where's NBC? Where's CBS? Where's MSNBC? They don't care that she is standing there flat out lying to the American people. The fact that she does that is a complete and total indictment of today's corporate media.
It's one thing I don't understand. It's kind of like when I talk about homelessness, there's nothing progressive about having people sleeping in 10-degree weather, sleeping on grates. That's not progressive. There's also nothing progressive about encouraging migrants to risk their lives going across the desert to come into the United States illegally.
That last clip, of course, are the folks at Morning Joe, and here's what I can tell you. It just goes to prove that even every now and then, the left get it. Welcome back. As I said, I hate circular, cyclical arguments over the same nonsense. And that's what we keep doing, and we've got to stop it from happening.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.